About one out of every eight workers in Wisconsin is over the age of 55, and that number is expected to grow over the next 20 years. Dennis Winters is the chief of the Office of Economic Advisors at the State Department of Workforce Development. He says many people stay on the job, work part-time, or start their own businesses.
They can't afford to retire yet. They need health care benefits. The retirement portfolio isn't as doing well as they had hoped. And part of it's a social thing. They don't want to quite step out entirely. They want the social side of working. There's other things they want to do that they haven't done in the past, or they're looking to change careers or interests or things like that.
3% of Wisconsin's workers are over the age of 65. The census figures show rural counties have a larger percentage of older workers. More than 20% of the workforce in Vilas and Adams counties is defined as older. Winters says as people approach retirement age, they often move to a smaller town, and people who are just starting out tend to work in urban centers.
And a lot of the younger population is coming through immigration, and we are a long way from the main immigration centers in the country. So we tend to have a little higher age group among our population and our workforce.
Winters says the state uses the census data to predict long-term tax revenue estimates and to plan for the types of services an older population may require. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.